This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Contempt of Congress.
Mr. Bannon has no legal right to ignore the committee's subpoena.
Vaccine mandates hit first responders.
It's going to be felt everywhere. We'll have slower responses.
Guilty plea expected in school massacre.
I want that killer to pay for this with his life.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a former Trump strategist is a step closer to a criminal charge of contempt of Congress. CBS's Nicole Killian reports Steve Bannon has refused to cooperate with a House committee that's investigating the Capitol attack, and tomorrow the full House could move to ask the Justice Department to pursue charges.
The ayes have it.
In a unanimous vote, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack approved a resolution to hold former White House strategist Steve Bannon in criminal contempt.
We won't take no for an answer.
The panel pointed to Bannon's failure to produce documents and appear for a deposition this month. His attorney has cited executive privilege, but the White House and the committee reject that claim.
Mr. Bannon's and Mr. Trump's privilege arguments do, however, appear to reveal one thing. They suggest that President Trump was personally involved in the planning and execution of January 6th.
The contempt report alleges Bannon appears to have played a multifaceted role in the events of January 6th and had specific knowledge about them, including this warning on his podcast January 5th.
All hell is going to break loose tomorrow.
New York City is now going to require all municipal workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 with no option for testing instead. It means some 46,000 unvaccinated workers will need to get their first shot by the end of next week or risk losing their jobs. As CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports, many of those who've resisted vaccine mandates across the country are the people we depend on for safety and help in a crisis.
Seattle police officers and firefighters walked up City Hall steps to turn in their boots. They refused to comply with a state mandate to get vaccinated.
I'm wrapping up my last shift after 20 years.
In Spokane, Tim Archer gave up his job.
I'll be fired by the city of Spokane.
Why didn't you comply?
This is in violation of the civil rights God has given us.
There has been a wave of resignations and firings in fire and police departments across the country. Los Angeles Fire reports that there have been at least 241 separations from the department. Baltimore's police department is down 279 officers.
Major groups that advocate for children's health have declared a national mental health emergency for kids who have faced pandemic challenges on top of existing issues. The CDC says suicide rates and emergency room visits for mental health concerns were up significantly for children between March and October of last year. Well, a former student charged with killing 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, is expected to plead guilty in court today. CBS's Maria Villarreal says a jury will have to decide if that will mean the death penalty.
The past 3 years have been torture.
For Fred Gutenberg, Nicholas Cruz's anticipated guilty plea is another step along a painful road.
I dreamt every day of walking my daughter down the aisle. I now live every day knowing I won't get to do that.
His daughter Jamie was a dancer and had her entire life planned at age 14. The then 19-year-old former student Nicholas Cruz walked into Stoneman Douglas with an AR-15-style rifle and began shooting. 17 people dead, 17 others injured. Defense attorneys will likely argue that Cruz's history of mental illness is reason to spare his life. A jury must be unanimous to sentence him to death. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
The prosecution is going to go straight for the death penalty in this case. They're going to show that the case was one of premeditated murder, knowing, intentional murder with planning.
Last month, surgeons in New York attached a pig kidney to blood vessels outside the body of a deceased human to see if it would work. It did, and did not trigger a rejection. It's a step that could pave the way to experimental transplants.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Federal investigators are looking into the plane crash and fire in Houston that left the aircraft a smoldering mess, but the 21 passengers all made it out okay.
No one's deceased. And man, that is an awesome feeling right now for us as first responders.
Sergeant Stephen Woodward of the Texas Department of Public Safety, the MD-87 aircraft registered to an investment firm, rolled off the runway and barreled through a fence as it was trying to take off. President Biden met with members of his own party to try to accelerate talks on his big social spending package. CBS's Stephen Portnoy on what progressives in the party want.
They've prioritized these items: child care, universal preschool, paid leave, in-home care, housing assistance, Medicare expansion, climate reforms, and citizenship for those in the U.S. illegally. They say they'd be willing to accept an earlier sunset of the social programs to keep costs down on paper.
The New York Times reports top officials quashed a plan to send as many as 250,000 American troops to the southern border in the spring of 2020. The effort to seal the border and perhaps battle Mexican drug cartels was drawn up by Trump aide Stephen Miller, but was never formally submitted to the president. California's governor has extended a drought emergency to cover the entire state. This man says the situation is severe at Lake Tahoe.
Water levels down, dried up, small little riverbeds that normally would be quite flowing.
Some storms this week are forecast to bring up to 7 inches of rain to parts of California. The FDA is proposing to let people buy hearing aids without a doctor's prescription. CBS's Dr. John LaPook reports that could be a game changer for millions of people who've been priced out.
The proposed FDA rule could be a financial relief for the nearly 30 million Americans with hearing difficulties.
You get glasses because you can't see. You need to get something to help you to hear.
The proposed FDA rules would establish official technical guidelines for these devices and allow hearing aids to be sold over the counter and online without a medical examination or fitting by an audiologist. Dr. Jay Youngerman is an ear, nose, and throat specialist at Northwell Health.
They can at least trial the basic hearing aid without spending thousands of dollars. For a majority of people, may work very well.
There's where the family of Elijah McClain has reached a settlement with the city of Aurora, Colorado. McClain, who was 23, died after he was placed in a police chokehold in 2019. The NFL is going to propose changes to the $1 billion player concussion settlement to deal with the issue of race norming, which made it harder for black players to win dementia awards. It's not clear if that means new testing will be needed.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
The pandemic fouled up concert schedules, but it has nothing to do with the trouble one entertainer is facing.
Celine Dion has delayed her Vegas comeback indefinitely due to muscle spasms. A statement on her website says the spasms are severe and persistent, and she's undergoing medical treatment to get them under control. Dion's first round of shows at Resorts World was supposed to start next month, with a second round in January. The singer says she's heartbroken she won't be able to do them. Ticket holders will get automatic refunds. As for her world tour, so far, that's still on for March. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The head of Netflix has apologized for defending Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special, saying he was wrong for not acknowledging the pain some of the comedian's transphobic remarks might have had on employees. But he's not removing the show from the platform. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.